Hello.
Hi, Antoinette. It's Arlita. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling because I had put out for unemployment and they told me that I got denied because I refused the job.
Right, I had asked you if you wanted other work. And you said, oh, not right now.
Yeah, because I
I
didn't give you the
wasn't.
description of what really was going on. I do, I should have gave you a better description of what I was going through. I'm not even in Philly right now. I should explain what was going happening. But my aunt on my mom's side had a massive stroke, and she doesn't have any kids. So I've been over there with her, and she's been in the hospital. So I've been, helping her out for her household and stuff. And she's gonna need home care soon. So I should have called you back and let you know that I was gonna try to get her when she is released from the hospital to get on a case. I was gonna see if she could be my client because I know Mr. Aaron, he usually helped me with the steps or whatever, was setting it up. And the doctor said she's gonna need care because after the stroke, first it was a massive heart attack. So once we got her to the hospital, she started going into a stroke. So she's like, older, mine's about 70 years old, but they told me she's gonna need around the clock care. So I just been over there helping, because I didn't have a job. So I should have just explained to you what was going on. I didn't know that I had to go to full details. And when I was saying not right now, because I was just trying to, it wasn't like, oh, no, I don't want to work, nothing like that, Miss Arlita. It was more so I just wanted to get my family situated, and she don't have anybody, and everybody else in my family work, and I was the only one at the moment not working. So I was just trying to do my best to try to be there for my family. So it wasn't like I wasn't trying to work.
Right, I understand that. And the company cannot afford unemployment. Like it's like super high. And they're already struggling as it is.
So you're telling me the unemployment is coming from the company?
We have to pay a portion of it, yes.
Okay, but I was not refusing a job at all. I was just trying to get my family situated. That was all that was. And I was bringing another client to the company. I brought Shaquilla Bowden. I brought my father, Michael Miles. I've been here for years. I was just trying to, bring someone else on as well. I wasn't refusing no work at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I've
Okay.
been with y'all for years now. Even when Shaquilla Bowden didn't have didn't approve for it anymore. When my father got sick, I brought him along as well. So I definitely was not trying to refuse. I just, filed for unemployment until everything her gets situated and she's released from the ICU unit and able to come home.
Okay, do you know how long that will be?
Right now it's like touch and go. So they say, because of the heart attack when they put the what did they say her arteries, mom? With the arteries, they punctured her main artery to like I think her heart, and it punctured it, so she started bleeding out. So she had to go on dialysis because of her organs was swelling. It was the organs, right, mom? So it was the organs were swelling, so she's doing better now. So they're just trying to, because they had to do one more procedure with her. So they're just, trying to get her stable where so she can have the procedure. She come off to dialysis today at 5. So they're going to see how strong her heart is to go through with the next procedure. But they said she's going to need around the clock here once she will get released. And I was the only one that was available. I've been at the hospital and at her house because she has a nice house out in Delaware. But we're going to try to get her to come stay with me in Philly because I'm the only, she don't have any kids and I'm the only one that's wasn't working at the time. So that's what I'm saying. I'll do it. But I was just going through a lot and I should have explained to you better what was going on.
Right, because I don't know how to, like, I have
So
no
she,
idea.
So the unemployment, and when I talked to them yesterday, they gave me a number to call, a number to give you to call. And she said, call this number, just let them know it was miscommunication, and told me to appeal it.
Right, but I have to talk to my superiors because it is such a massive expense. Not just with you, but as a whole. So, yes. I'm going to talk with Yona, and then I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.